Today, leaders from national law enforcement organizations gathered on Capitol Hill. They met to express support for Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination to the Supreme Court. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Patrick Leahy, led the event.
Judge Sotomayor's criminal justice record proves she's a moderate judge whose decisions in criminal cases rarely differ from those of our colleagues in the federal bench.
NPR's Ari Shapiro has been studying Sotomayor's record on criminal justice issues, and he has this report.
Sonia Sotomayor spent 5 years as a prosecutor in Manhattan. She spent 6 years as a trial judge and 10 years as a federal appeals court judge. So she has a lot of experience with criminal justice issues. Bill Yeomans is legal director at the Alliance for Justice. His group has played a leading role in the Sotomayor nomination to the Supreme Court.
Given, you know, the length of her judicial experience combined with her time as a prosecutor, I think it's fair to say that she has confronted more criminal matters than anybody who will be sitting with her.
That's not saying much, right?
Doug Berman is a law professor at Ohio State University.
That's a little bit like saying, you know, she's a lot taller than the people in my family, right?
The Berman family is not a family of basketball players.
No, it is not at all. Right, exactly.
The current Supreme Court does not have a lot of people with criminal justice experience. None of the justices has been a federal district court judge. So this is one area where Sotomayor could be influential. She has spent years applying Supreme Court rules to real-world cases. And Case Western Reserve University law professor Jonathan Adler says that gives her a valuable perspective.
Just having someone with that kind of practical experience with sentencing defendants and trying to implement the court's criminal law opinions in the context of actual trials and actual cases, I think will affect the way the court writes about and explains its holdings in the criminal law area.
Professor Adler is generally conservative, and he disagrees with Sotomayor on some major issues. But on criminal justice, he says, she tends to go more or less down the middle.
If one looks at the decisions that of hers that are the most controversial or that are the most likely to get a lot of attention during the hearings, you're not seeing criminal cases.
That's especially noteworthy because, as Professor Berman points out, there is so much material there.
She could not have possibly spent as long as she has as a judge in the federal system without accumulating lots and lots of rulings. And yet it's interesting to see that there isn't one that jumps out as, aha, here's where she gives her sort of theory of criminal justice.
Berman says Sotomayor always seems attentive to her role. What specifically is she supposed to do as a prosecutor, as a trial judge, as an appellate judge? That means her actions to date might not be a good roadmap for what she would do on the Supreme Court. And that worries Sotomayor's critics, such as Ed Whalen of the Ethics and Public Policy Center.
From the very moment she went on the Second Circuit, lots of folks were identifying her as a leading contender for a Supreme Court nomination. So, you know, she had ample incentive to trim her sails, consciously or not, and the various constraints and incentives that have shaped her behavior so far will not be there if and when she's on the Supreme Court.
Looking at Sotomayor's experience as a prosecutor and her record on the bench, some people have concluded that on criminal justice issues, she may be more conservative than the justice she is replacing, David Souter. Whalen scoffs at that idea.
It's difficult to take seriously that the White House has picked her because it expects her to be more conservative than Justice Souter on criminal procedure issues, or that it actually has any expectation that she will be. I just don't see that.
Ideological labels aside, today the American Bar Association unanimously rated Sotomayor well qualified. That's the highest rating the ABA gives, and it's the same rating the organization gave President Bush's two Supreme Court justices. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.